12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
It's the duo James Hype and Kelly Lee. The track's called More Than Friends. Algoa FM is an official media broadcast partner to the Ironman African Championship coming up on Sunday, the 21st of November. And it's all happening in Nelson Mandela Bay. There's no doubt that training for the triathlon is no easy task. It takes hours of dedication and commitment with many sacrifices. Today, we have Matthew Norval from Wilderness Foundation Africa and pro athlete Natia van Heerden, who has recently become the ambassador for Ironman for Nature. Welcome to the lunch show, guys.
Thank you.
Matthew, let me start with you. Tell us about your role in Wilderness Africa Foundation as well as in Ironman for Nature, and is there a difference between the two?
Yeah, so I suppose quick answer to that is there is a difference. Wilderness Foundation is a conservation NGO non-profit, been around for almost 50 years now, and then Ironman for Nature we set up as a awareness and fundraising platform just as COVID hit, basically. And yeah, so I run the operations at the conservation operations at Wilderness Foundation Africa, and we've got a range of projects pretty much across South Africa, focusing on species, rhino mainly, spaces, protected areas, and then we've got a people side with our youth development work as well.
Mainly the conservation thereof.
Correct, yeah.
Right, Natia, what does Ironman for Nature mean to you? What excites you most about, you know, taking this journey with Ironman for Nature?
So, Casey, I started with my triathlon career. I wanted to race for something a little bit more, something a little bit more than myself. Mm-hmm. And I really treasure nature and sustainability and just living kindly towards nature. And so I approached Ironman for Nature to be an ambassador because I want to be involved with an organization that treasures and supports nature and the conservation thereof. And also it's important for me to be able to promote them and also get more people involved. So just promoting awareness around conservation and how to live sustainable, mm-hmm. That's really important to me. So I want to promote them so that more athletes, more people can support Ironman for Nature and also the Wilderness Foundation.
Matthew, where to from here for these organizations, and where can people who are interested to follow the journey, contact or get in touch or get involved with you guys?
So the best thing is probably social media and our website. So it's literally just Ironman for Nature on the website, Facebook and Instagram. And obviously, we encourage people to follow people like Natia. That's we really appreciate that's putting in the time and racing in our name, as it were. And yeah, that's probably the best thing to do. As I say, it's about awareness for conservation, but it's also is a fundraising platform. So if there are individuals or corporates that want to assist with that, that would also be appreciated. We obviously got to raise our own funds to do the conservation work that we do.
Natia, shifting focus back to you and your last win, the Ironman 70.3 South Africa in Buffalo City. Has this affected your confidence heading into the race, the big one, Ironman African Championship?
Well, Ironman is quite a bit different than a 70.3. Obviously, it's double the distance. Mm-hmm. But I think Ironman 70.3 was a really good showcase of the work that I've put in over the COVID period. It didn't go to waste. And I'm hoping that I can again just showcase that this weekend. It's a really strong field. There's a lot of internationals coming, which is great because it gives the race a credibility. Mm-hmm. And I want to race the internationals because at the end of the day, you are going to race professionals all over the world. So I'm looking forward to the race, and I'm confident, but I also know it's a big task on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking forward to it.
A lot of hard work went into it as well.
Yes, a lot.
Before I let you go, last remarks from your side, Matthew?
Just to thank Algoa FM for the support, and obviously to thank Natia for her support and all the athletes that are racing in our colors, but also to all the athletes that are racing, all the best on Sunday. Have a great race.
Mm-hmm. Natia?
I just want to say that I hope to see more athletes join Ironman for Nature in the future. There's our new 70.3 race coming up next year here, MPE. I think that's a great, great race to race in the green colors for Ironman for Nature. And also just a best of luck to everyone, every athlete taking on the big race on Sunday.
There we go. Looking forward to it. That is the Ironman African Championship happening this Sunday in Nelson Mandela Bay. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online. And all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.